Moses, Moses, if any of you have been in a church service as a youngster in Sunday school, or maybe have watched some movies, you would have known or heard of this man, Moses. Today we celebrate Moses, champion of faith, in our Jesse tree, even though he's technically not in a direct descendant of, or a direct ancestor of Jesus. He comes from the tribe of the 12 tribes of Israel named Levi. And Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah. But you could say that he should be included in the family tree of Jesus in a way, because Jesus has been called a second Moses. If you look to the life and times of Moses and the life of the early life of Jesus, they almost go hand in hand. Early when Moses was born, the Pharaoh of Egypt was scared of the promise of another king that would overthrow him. And so he sent out an edict to kill all the boys of Egypt. We celebrate that and recognize that in December of the slaughter of the holy innocents as well. When Jesus was born, King Herod did the same thing. The fear of another king to overthrow you, kill all the boys in the town of Bethlehem. And so Jesus escaped to Egypt when his parents feared for his life, and the same thing happened. Moses, when he found out that he was of a Hebrew lineage and saw another Egyptian beating on another brother of his, killed an Egyptian and fled from Egypt, and eventually God caused him to come back to lead his people back. God sent Moses to lead his people out of slavery. Jesus does the same. He comes into our life to lead us out of the slavery of sin and death. Moses takes God's people through various temptations and trials, up on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments for 40 days, Jesus going out in the wilderness being tempted by Satan for 40 days, Moses getting the Ten Commandments from God on this holy mountain, and before Jesus goes to the mountain of his death on Mount Calvary, Jesus preaches the Beatitudes and preaches 10 blessings to his people. Moses leads God's people through the waters of the Red Sea, and Jesus leads you to himself in the waters of holy baptism. You see, there are many more that would last far longer than today's message, and ways that we can see how Jesus and Moses are types of each other, a type of a Savior. But I want us to learn for ourselves today. Each of you have a Bible in your seat. Go ahead and take your Bible out today, and we're going to turn to what we heard for today's lesson. We're going to turn to Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3 is where we heard from our first lesson today about Moses and the burning bush. And then on your pew Bibles, it is page 46. Page 46, Moses and the burning bush. But the first 40 years of Moses' life, he spent as an Egyptian, growing to the high ranks of the court officials of Egypt. The second 40 years of Moses' life, he spent as a shepherd, taking care of his father-in-law's flocks of sheep. And one day, when he's up on the mountain, he encounters a bush that did not burn up. And he sought to turn aside to see this sight. In verse 7, we hear this. If you're following along, verse 7, the Lord said to Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters. I know their sufferings. It might not be as serious as slavery in Egypt for 400 years, but doing a little bit of Christmas decorating, whenever you see a ball of lights, it feels like the same thing to some of us. It feels like a pain in the neck to try to unravel a chaos of just decorations that have been sitting for years. Anybody want to help untangle this mess? Because I have tried all weekend long. Some could have maybe broken bulbs. That's always a feat to to figure out. Some maybe even you go through every bulb and you still won't light up. Maybe it's a fuse. By that point, you're almost ready to just throw in the towel and just buy a brand new set and throw this one in the garbage. But friends, this wound up ball of Christmas lights feels not just like the suffering of us during Advent and Christmas, nor even the suffering of the people of God in slavery in Egypt, but probably for some of you, for some of us today. After the holiday of Thanksgiving and until now, it just seems like there's been a lot going on. People getting sick, and not just COVID, it's cancer, it's the common cold, it's flu, it's people having heart issues, lung issues. And then there's just strife going on in families. We've got people together, we forced them together on Thanksgiving, and now people are just getting angsty, and we're coming after each other, and we're arguing again. And if it's not all that, it's cold weather, it's snow coming, it's less light in the day, and we're starting to get depressed. We're starting to feel like it's heavy. And if it's not that, during this time of the year, we might as well be singing A Blue Christmas, because some of us might be losing and feeling like we'd lost somebody, especially in this past year, a loved one that we aren't able to celebrate with. And all of a sudden, this tangled mess of lights lets these words of Scripture pretty much resound. I have seen the affliction of my people and have heard their cries because of their sufferings. What Moses does for us today in celebrating the ancestry of Jesus in his, what we call the Jesse tree, is to give us a promise. Moses wasn't the Hollywood hero that we make him up to be. He was just like one of us, placed in a period of time where God needed him most. And in ways that were beyond human comprehension, God used a simple staff in his hand and his arms stretched out wide to send plagues upon Egypt and bring his people free. With those outstretched arms, Moses brings the people through what would be 900 feet deep of a sea, an ocean, impossible feat, when you're mountains on your left, mountains on your right, an ocean in front of you, and an army ready to kill you in your back. A hopeless situation God in history has brought his people through. Our lesson for today is, even though that was nearly 4,000 years ago, when God showed up in a big way for Moses, God does the same for us today. In verse 8, if you're following along with us, after the Lord replied to Moses in the burning bush, he says this, "And I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and bring them up out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey." You catch that? Beginning of verse 8, Exodus chapter 3 says this, "I have come down to deliver them." We celebrate Advent. Advent in this Christmas pre-season is God coming down. We call this the incarnation. God has made himself the very flesh that we have. Come into this physical world. God is here. God has come for you to deliver us. He already has. And he has proven it with those same mess of a life that we've made of ourselves. If it's not tangled Christmas lights, it's tangled lives, tangled relationships. And you know what happens? God takes those tangled mess, he lights them up, and with his outstretched arms, he untangles the mess. And on the cross, he does the same thing. He stretches his arms wide, like he did with Moses,
And with those arms stretched wide on the cross, not only has God became flesh, been made one of us, died a life of a man, but Jesus has come to deliver us, set us free from the slavery of sin that we could never get away with, and fill us with that same light of hope that we love to see during this time of the year. And for that reason, we celebrate Moses from the waters, because in the waters of holy baptism, we get that benefit of Jesus. We celebrate Moses today as he reminds us that there is hope. There is fruit, a branch coming out of even a hopeless stump. So in these weeks ahead, as we get closer and closer to Christmas to celebrate his coming, know that Jesus is coming closer, closer to come again to save us, save our loved ones, not only from sin, but from the very death that this world has, and bring us to life everlasting with our loved ones, angels and archangels, and all the company of heaven. And all this we can just help but say, Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Please pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today, in which not only have you given this word in our ears and our hearts, but you have spoken this word to be a word made flesh and made his dwelling among us. Save us from our sins. Save us from this world, and save us from this death in this world, all with the hope of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith until life, to life everlasting. Amen.